Good morning. Welcome, folks, and we will get started here in just a moment. Give everyone a minute to get on. Friends, now we've got everyone on Zoom and Facebook joining the two worlds. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Giada, thank you for sending that love and energy. We are hoping to be moving soon. We're not in the move yet, so we are excellent receivers and happy to receive your positivity. Thank you, thank you. All right, so Natalie and I were able to hop on a couple of calls this week, one with our European team and one with our Australian team, and just share a couple of thoughts on the power of our words. You know, Natalie or Tiffany and I talk a lot about affirmations and just the power of declaring goodness into our lives. And maybe I'll share a couple of slides because I put together these just probably eight or so of our, now that I have a couple of favorite affirmations. So let me just pull that up and I'll share this with you. Here we go. So clearly words matter, right? And so being intentional with our words. So here are a couple of our favorite affirmations that I've put to graphics. So the first one is I am worthy. I think subconsciously, this is the one that does the most damage is feelings and thoughts and words of unworthiness. Just the thought that I, for some reason, am not worthy of love, not worthy of blessings, not worthy of money. So many ways that we push away incredible greatness and brilliance simply because we think we're not worthy. So choosing this affirmation, I think, is a foundational place to start. So I am worthy. I am worthy. I'm worthy. I like to use some of these affirmations in meditation just as a mantra. And so I just repeat it with each breath and then just enjoy the space between. So I might use the affirmation on the intake, inhale, and then just enjoy a long exhale. So try this meditation sometime. I am worthy. It's a lovely space to be in. Another one is I create massive value. There are a lot of gurus who use affirmations like I am rich, I am wealthy, I am a millionaire. And while those can be useful, I prefer to focus on my part of the bargain, which is pouring value into the world, pouring value into others. I create massive value. So another powerful affirmation, and again, this goes back to what Tiffany talks about all the time. This is action-based, right? Not results-based. To say I am rich, to say I am a millionaire would be a results-oriented affirmation. I create massive value is action-oriented. So what are you doing today? And what happens when we create massive value? We receive massive value. It's a simple give, take, give, receive a cycle that we can be a part of. So I create massive value. Sometimes my screen can't keep up with me. I am an excellent receiver. Gianna's comment is what made me think of this affirmation and of sharing these. So thank you, Giada. Many of us have focused a lot of our lives on giving, and we forget that we also get to be excellent receivers. So again, that give-receive cycle, in order for it to be in high frequency, we need to be in the mode of receivership. And so that allows others to give as we receive. So I am an excellent receiver. So it starts with simple things like praise. When people give you praise, do you deflect? And do you say, oh no, I'm not that great, or no, there are other people who are better? Or do we just look them in the eyes and with authenticity say, thank you, and just receive praise? Do we also receive service? Do we receive contribution when people are giving? This is a real struggle for a lot of people. So practice this one, not only in thought, but in deed. Great words to live by. Abundance flows to and through me. I love the meditation of picturing yourself as a river, right? Just being part of the river. And the river is such a beautiful metaphor for abundance, because it's the same amount of energy is always in flow through economies, through people, through nations. And so abundance flows to and through me is just claiming I choose to be in that flow. I choose to be in that river and allow abundance into my life. I create the space and I hold the space for this flow in my life. I can see part of this one. I open my heart to receive even more. Sometimes, and I love that Siberian fur is a tool for receivership. But I am an excellent receiver and I open my heart to receive even more. Again, just expanding our hearts, our minds, and expanding our lives as we practice receivership. And then this is one of my favorites. I am perfectly supported. I'm perfectly supported. Some of you have probably heard me tell the story of when I was sitting in the dentist chair, and I think I had three cavities, and you know, the high-pitched drill of the sound of the drill, the smells of a dentist office, it was all starting to build up, and I could feel myself going into a mini panic attack. And then I thought, hang on a sec, this dentist is not my enemy. He's not trying to hurt me. He is here to support me in my life's mission. I have a mission to accomplish, and I need my mouth to do that. I need a voice. I need a smile. I need all these teeth to support me as I eat my food. And this dentist has been perfectly prepared to support me in my journey. So I started repeating in my mind, I am perfectly supported. This dentist is part of my perfect support team. I am perfectly supported. And it made all the difference. I was able to release the stress. I was able to let go of any buildup of anxiety and just receive that support that he was offering. And my anxiety was not helping. So I am perfectly supported. Another excellent mantra that hopefully can serve you as well as it served us. Anytime now when I start to feel betrayed by someone or let down by someone, you know, maybe you've got a leader who's not showing up, or a family member, a partner, using that mantra, right? Coming back to, I am perfectly supported. It's such a gift. It's it's truly one of those catalysts that can be a gift over and over in our lives. So those are a couple of my mantras and positive affirmations that I wanted to share with you today. Hopefully they serve you as much as they've served us. Stephanie, I will post these on the Share Success Facebook page today, and you can use them however you like. Great. Yes. Shelley, just printed out some daily I am affirmations. So good. Glad you're feeling it, Stephanie. Such a gift. Oh, Giada went through a 3.5-hour tooth surgery for an implant. Bathing herself in serenity and adaptive. Yes. So good, right? I've got a friend who's going through 3 hours of oral surgery today, and he has kidney stones at the same time. So it's a great mantra for him too. All right, well, let's go ahead and open this up to Q&A. Love to support you wherever you're at in your journey. So go ahead and raise your hand if you'd like to come on live, or you can post your comments in the chat or comments. All right, on Facebook, we've got Bobby from Missouri, welcome. Craig, Elida, Fulmers, welcome. And Sarah, welcome, welcome. Okay, Brenda is asking dentist issues. This is a tip. Use the deep blue with Copaiba before the dentist on your jawbones and neck muscles. Helps relax it before it even starts. That's a great idea. Yeah, I love that idea of preventative usage. You know, like I know a lot of people who use deep blue before a workout and after. So same concept here, but who else loves that deep blue stick? My goodness, the Copaiba just adds so much. And we're burning through those deep blue sticks faster than just about any product we ever have. So good. Okay. Lots more people joining. Welcome, Marty, on Facebook. Deep blue stick samples, huh? Interesting. Brenda puts those in chapstick tubes. Do they still roll up? Like, I assume you have to cram it down in there. Wow, that's really cool. Love it. Love, love, love it. So yes, go ahead and raise your hand if you've got anything you want to work through. Tiffany will not be able to join us today. She's got a speaking engagement, but sending her lots of positive vibes and good energy from this lovely family. Welcome, Robin. Welcome, Kathy. We are just talking about some affirmations that I shared and just some tools for dental visits, stress and anxiety, things like that. Kathy says, did you ever have money blocks before you were making a ton of it? Yes, and I still come up against money blocks. My experience of life is that it's a reliable source of blocks. And so we get to just keep working through those. I don't know that the journey's ever done. So, but yes, let's bring Ruth on live and then maybe we can come back to that one. So Ruth should be rejoining us as a speaker. Hopefully that's what Ruth was raising her hand for and not just giving her support for Deep Blue Stick.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Hi, Ruth. We can hear you great.
Hi, good. Oh, sorry about the lighting there.
You're great.
Well, I love what you guys share. I loved Natalie's presentation at Leadership. Another thing that jumped out to me that I would love your coaching and support on was, can't remember her name, but the Anabaptist woman. Mm-hmm. And I know this rings true for many people, but she said, we knew we wanted to do Founder 2.0. So we knew we needed to partner with God and make a plan. I totally believe that. But I would love the coaching on the how to. And I have, you know, it could be any scenario. I'm sure others here on the call would have suggestions, but maybe also feel like, oh yeah, road mapping it and really continuing that connection with God and following his guidance through the process is important. So from whatever perspective you want, but I do have a brand new leader. She's awesome. She enrolled the other day. She enrolled her friend. She has all these plans. I mean, and she talks to God all the time. So I know she could do it. And I would love to be there for her to help her map out the plan of how to do that, or what it would look like, or strategies for her to build from day one, which was 2 days ago.
Wow. Well, congratulations on the new leader. That is so exciting. There's nothing to keep the business vibrant and exciting like bringing on a new leader. So congratulations on that. So as far as your question, I think, was it Lillian Winger? Is she the one that you're speaking of?
Probably. I can't remember now.
Okay. Yeah, she's one of the founders from the Anabaptist community and such a powerhouse. I just love, I love the clarity, right? Like, and that's the sense that I get from every Founder 2.0 that I've heard from, is they jumped in with clarity. They knew they could do it, and they just made a plan and made it happen. And every single one is doing it a totally different way. You know, some live classes, some Zoom, some Instagram, some sampling. Like, it's just so inspiring. So based on your understanding of Founders 2.0, Ruth, how would you plan it out? Like, what are your ideas on how to map the whole thing out and make a plan for success?
I don't actually know. That's one of the things I would look to you for guidance, and I could ask my upline. I know, but I guess, yes, if to go back and look at what are the qualifications, what are the ways to earn points, and then look at a time frame and try to plug those in, or help her or anybody. There's, you know, of course I'd want to support anybody that wants to go for that, but I don't feel like I do really know. And it's fun to see people getting founders at all different ranks.
Totally. So I assume that you've looked at the qualifications, how to get the 1,000 points for Founders 2.0.
I have seen that before. I don't even know the best place to
Pick
her right now and show her.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and share my screen, because doTERRA's made just amazing resources to make this really straightforward and doable. So this is the doTERRA Founders 2.0 page. And so you've got an introduction here. You've got your dashboard so that you can track your points. There's a little flyer that talks about the really high level, you know, how to get there. And so I thought I could zoom out. Maybe not.
And did you go from your back office to this, or did you just pull this up with a Google search?
I did a Google search for doTERRA Founder 2.0 Planner, and then the resource page is the first thing that came up. So that's my Google search, and there's the link. And so that link opens up this page here. So from this page should be everything that you need. So that printable flyer is this page right here. Oh, sorry, it went out of order. So basically there are two main buckets where you need to earn points. So it's not just about your personal achievements, but it's also about your leader's achievement. So here are the sub buckets within those buckets, right? So for personal points, you get points for rank advancement and for enrollments, right? Not only enrollments, but getting them on LRP. And then with your leaders, you get points when your personally enrolled leaders hit new ranks, earn power of three for the first time, and earn the empowerment bonus for the first time. So that's like a really high level overview of Founders Club and how to get points. But they also have this, so I clicked on this link here, Goal Planner, and this is that document. So basically you map out, here are my goals for hitting the next ranks, right? And then here are the names and the next goals that I want to help my personally enrolled leaders achieve. Then power of three goals, empowerment bonus goals, and then dates for hitting the different benchmarks in the Founders 2.0. Then if you want to drill down even further, there's a points calculator, which is in Excel. Let's see if I need to stop sharing. But before I go to that, let's look at the last one there. So here is the breakdown of how to get points overall. Okay, so these are the sub buckets within the big buckets. So to get for every single enrollment, you get 1 point for their first LRP, another point, second LRP, another point, right? So for each person that you enroll, you can get up to 3 points. Then for your own personal rank advancements, here are all the different points, and then you get points the first three times you hit that rank. So here's the breakdown of each of those ranks. So the points, obviously the higher the rank, the more points it's worth. Then you have the point system for your personally enrolled and then hitting those ranks. And then power of three, and then just some fine-tuned rules about some of the other things. So not just rank, but also when you're personally enrolled, get their power of three and get their own empowerment bonus, et cetera. So this is, those are the high level. So now let's share, where did Excel go? There it is. So in Excel, here's a handy dandy tool where you can just start filling in your names list, and then you can track, okay, they hit elite, then they got their power of three. So this is your team points, right? The next tab over is personal points. Okay, so now that I've hit my my own personal 1, 2, 3, now you can track over here their your personally enrolled enrollment and LRPs, right? So this is customers, and this one is like leaders. And then another tab. Anyways, hopefully it's pretty self-explanatory. doTERRA has given you everything you need to just kick it out of the park and succeed. So now that I've fire hosed you with all of the technical stuff, I love your question and the perspective that you're coming from, which is just what Lillian shared at Leadership. The best way to make a plan is to bring all this to God and say, what would you have me do today? What are my steps? You know, once you've done all the nitty gritty of making your names list and brainstorming all the partners and potential customers, then that gives God a really fresh canvas to paint a masterpiece on, right? Like, okay, for now, the timing is good for this person. So go talk to them. And Bridget, bringing your preparation is, it's the fertile soil for this incredible garden to grow in. So God can guide you to the right leader who's ready to do the business, to the right customer who's ready to purchase, and then watch the miracles happen. So that's my, it sounds like you were already moving, like feeling drawn to partnering with God. And I just want to give a hearty amen. That is by far the most efficient and the most joyful way to do this business is partnering with God. And then now you've got some incredible tools to add power to your project. So is that helpful?
Very helpful. It is. Thank you so much. And yeah, if it's not part of that work at this point, I definitely think that's the most important thing, blessing the land. And I love the focus now on helping to heal the world. I believe all healing comes through God and Christ, and it's really a joy to be a part of it. But yes, that's very, very super helpful. Thank you.
Absolutely. So glad that you're on board on Team God. God is the best CEO, and this truly is a ministry of healing. So it's worthy of our best efforts. So best of luck to you. And any other questions about plan or details?
No, and move forward.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I would just add to what we said. We can make really elaborate plans, but my experience is when you partner with God, that's when intention without attachment is so critical. Like we might have all these hopes. Maybe we've just brought on a new leader and we're placing so much hope on that one person. What I found is more useful is to pour into that person and pour belief into them, and not be too attached to our points coming from that one person or our rank advancement coming from that one person. It's really a faith leap to go through every day and say, okay, I'm going to bring my best, and I'm going to bring all my hope, all my faith, all my effort. And then it's God that moves the needle. He's the one that grows the plant and makes the miracle happen. So, you know, make the plan and then be flexible as the plan unfolds. There's a lot of pain that comes when we put too much expectation on one person or on the plan playing out exactly the way we expect. Okay. Giada is saying, I'm getting real clear on the categories of points, especially the ones where you need to have a minimum of points and the ones where you can only earn a max. The others are more free flowing. Yes. Good call. Good call. Tam is asking, are there any points for reactivation getting on LRP? That's a great question. If anybody knows the answer to that, please chime in. I know that if somebody has been at a rank, but then they've fallen back for 6 months or more, then I think you get half points if they requalify at that rank. But I don't know about reactivating for LRP. Yeah. So good question, Tim. Maybe reach out to your account rep or to customer service. Yes, there will be a recording of this call. Someone's asking the questions. And we always post that on the Share Success Facebook page. So feel free to hop on there. Okay. Any other questions, feel free to raise your hand and I can bring you on live. Sarah is loving the chapstick tube idea for deep blue stick samples. All right, Mary Beth is raising her hand. So if you'd like to come on live, then love to have you join us. You don't have to turn on your video. You can just join us as a panelist and unmute yourself. So welcome, Mary Beth.
Oh, I'm driving. If it's a bad signal, please let me know.
Okay.
Okay, we're okay.
Yes, go ahead.
I actually pulled over and read this earlier. So the other day I did have kind of this sudden desire that maybe I could do Founders 2.0. And, you know, even though I work full time, take care of my father, take care of my schizophrenic brother, and am recovering from a broken leg. But I tell you, beyond those things, my biggest barrier is that sometimes, often, I feel like people don't take me seriously. I'm a hairstylist, and when people come to me in the salon, I feel taken seriously. They're there for me, for what I know. I am a playful person. I enjoy being silly. Sometimes I wonder if that's a barrier. But that is it's a block for me.
Awesome. I love the self-awareness. So the concern is, will people take me seriously? And so, you know, as a hairdresser, or just with a playful personality, it sounds like you're thinking someone who's a Founders 2.0 needs to be serious or at least serious about their goal to be successful. Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, clearly people have listened to them, right? They've listened, they've enrolled, they've teamed up. And I mean, up to this point, I would say I've certainly dabbled more than I've really built in doTERRA. It is a block.
Let me ask you this, Mary Beth. Do you take yourself seriously?
I would like to fill. Yeah, I shouldn't take that long to answer, right? Obviously, I think I probably can feel more power. I feel, you know, I feel, you know, I've been doing hair for 35 years. I feel fully, more than fully capable. I was telling my leader the other day that when she speaks, I know people take her very seriously, and she feels just her vocabulary is much more, I think, powerful, you know. I feel bossy in her vocabulary.
So does it take a big vocabulary to to get things done?
No, I have a very broad vocabulary, but hers is much more commanding.
Okay.
And I do think she takes herself more seriously. She does. She is more, what's the right word? She does take herself more seriously. She no doubt has incredible
so
comfort what that she is.
Tell me what that means. What does it mean to you that she takes herself more seriously? What does that mean to you?
She is. She is probably more confident. I mean, I would think that's the biggest word that comes to mind. She is more confident.
So is that what you're, is that the attribute that you're seeking is more self-confidence?
I guess I just, I want to look at people's eyes when I tell them what I believe to be true for them to go, well, clearly that's correct.
Okay, so you want to be able to influence by connecting with others and instilling in them the, you know, the confidence of whatever you're suggesting, whether it's on the product side or the business side. You want to be able to look them in the eyes and say, this is the right thing to do.
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel like that's the only way to influence people?
I mean, I see the diverse people that, you know, are successful in doTERRA, and obviously the founders are incredibly diverse people. So they all are coming from different everything. Different everything, different backgrounds, different abilities, you know. You know, I just worry. And I think maybe it also comes, which is, you know, kind of funny to me. It took me a really long time to get my family on board with the oils, and some of my best friends, it took a long time. Which would think the people that know me most might listen to you more, but I don't know if that's the case.
So I love your question. I love the self-awareness that, you know, your strength is playfulness. Your strength is having fun and having joy in the journey. But your upline is very different. She leads with a seriousness and a boldness and a command that's very different from the way you lead others. So it sounds to me like what you're experiencing is strengths envy. And so anytime we're jealous of someone else's strengths, it takes the focus off of where we're brilliant and where we shine, and it deflates our power. I can tell you that joy is one of the most magnetic vibrations on the planet. And so if you're leading with joy, then people are going to follow. You're using examples of how your people closest to you don't jump on board as fast. Welcome to the club, okay? No one in my family has joined doTERRA yet, okay? So, and I've got a pretty good track record, okay? So that's pretty normal. It's the prophet in his own country syndrome. So that's probably not good evidence to lean on.
Okay.
But I would just coach you to fall in love with your strengths and to stay in your lane and really shine in the joyful, playful way of leading, because that's where you're going to be the best version of yourself. You trying to be a serious, commanding someone else is never going to, it's never going, you're never going to be
inauthentic.
It is inauthentic
to me.
It is. It's totally inauthentic. Right. And so you're not going to find joy, and people will sense the inauthenticity, right? Just like you can sense that in others. You know, I look at people like Laura Jacobs, right? Her number one strength is command. I look at Elise Chedevi, and I'm pretty sure her number one is command also. They have a way of leading.
I think that's probably number 50 for them.
Yeah, same here, right? I could never.
Number three for me is empathy and something else fun. I told somebody when I first did those, I'm like, well, you know, they seem really useful for being a good friend, but I don't know if they're really useful for business.
It sounds like
my top you might strengths. Have woo.
Do you know if you have woo in your top five strengths?
Oh, no. No, it's way down there, too, because I really cheerleaders scare
okay.
me.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. So I would just coach you to be yourself, to be your brilliance, and let your upline be her brilliance, you know, like celebrating her strengths and gifts and loving them, but focus on loving yours, because that's where you have stewardship, is over your strengths and your gifts. So, just stay in your lane and keep shining. Also, just taking yourself seriously is the best gift that you can give. That's how others will follow, is as you lead in taking yourself. And when I say serious, I don't mean command. I mean like I trust myself. I have confidence in my ability to serve and add value. And that's where it matters, right? So I think you've got a spotty connection, but hopefully that's helpful. And we are cheering for you as you fall deeper in love with your strengths and your joy and your playfulness.
I appreciate that so much. I really do. It's good advice, and I'm going to kind of try to impart that into my mind.
Yeah, I think all of us could take that coaching more to heart, just to be the champions of our own strengths, right? To be the one who loves our strengths more than anyone else. And that's when we'll shine the brightest. So focus on what's great about you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Awesome. Thanks for hopping on, Mary Beth.
Have a good day.
Okay, Angie, we've got you on live. And I think you're muted. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. It's good to be here. I had a question about how to educate my customer group with the new promotions. I was so blessed to be able to go to leadership, and there were just so many announcements. I'm almost overwhelmed by it, and I don't want to have that be for my customers. So I'm just trying to figure out the best way to, like, you know, convey that. So as an example, last night at my class, I shared about the gather and give, where if they, you know, do the 100 PV, then they do the LRP next month, they get 50 points back, you know, and everything. But I felt like that was, I'm like, I probably shouldn't have mentioned that, you know, because that might have been too overwhelming. But so I just would have liked to know what the best way is to be able to educate them about them, but not overwhelm them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, great questions. And I'd love to hear from everyone, what are your thoughts on how to share, how to inspire without fire hosing, right? How can I truly, you know, get people excited, but not have to feel like it's all got to be in one meeting, one email, one Zoom call. So I'm seeing in the comments, Jess is saying email list. That's a great way, and just chunking it, you know, into bite-sized pieces. Like, people have really short attention spans, so maybe one of the announcements per email. Melinda saying gather and give. I love what doTERRA is doing with gather and give. Just taking, bringing live gatherings back. People have way more bandwidth when they're together in person to process new things. A lot of those announcements really are targeted at builders. So just, you know, if you're doing a gather and give for customers, don't mix too much business in there. So that's a great, great suggestion.
I sent an email out last night to the folks that did attend the class and the ones who didn't as well, just everybody who registered. And I did basically put a block in the email of free membership promotion details. I did tell them about that, but I felt like I went a little overboard talking to the ones who did attend about the gathering give. So maybe it's just a matter of going through the different promotions and then just kind of targeting them on, like, okay, these are for customers. Okay, I'll wait for these for my builders. My thoughts were to do a live in my customer group and then, like, either put the links at the top of that post or I love the email idea. I haven't fully implemented that though. Does that make sense? Is that?
Totally. Yeah. No, I love the idea of chunking, right? Like, that's one of our key roles as leaders, is to just simplify, right? To be the editor for people so they don't need to filter as much. So the more targeted you can make that message is really a huge value you can add. Tam is saying Enroll Pro. I know Enroll Pro, I just don't know how that, I'm assuming that there are some campaigns in there about the new announcements. So great ideas. One of the things that I would suggest too, a lot of times we just go into fire hose mode of just sharing content. It's really key when we're presenting to engage the minds and hearts of those who are listening. And the best way to do that is with questions. So take the chunk of information you're about to share and then ask yourself the question, what problem or what benefit was this announcement designed to solve, right? Then once you've really solidified what that problem was, then turn that problem into a question, right? So, you know, with the new enrollment kits, asking the question, how many times have you wanted to enroll someone, but they didn't want the exact kits that are out there? And so you're like, oh, dang, I got to slap them with the $35 enrollment fee, right? How many of you have been there, right? So just leading leading your presentation with that type of question is really key to keeping people's like, oh, like they're excited. And you'll notice that's what doTERRA does. Whenever they make a new announcement, they lead into it with, you know, have you ever noticed, or how many times have you this, or how many of you? So it's just, it's good presentation to make sure people are staying engaged. And I think people get fatigue after two or three of those. So leadership was like, whoa, for a lot of us. So do the same thing with your people, like break it down, spread it out, and make it targeted.
That makes sense. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for that question. I love that. Okay. There's some other great comments in the chat, so be sure to take a look at those too. Okay. I did have a question come through earlier about, I think it was Founders 2.0. And probably this is the most commonly asked question that now that I get. Can I do it? Is there still a chance, right? Because it's gonna take effort. Do I throw myself into all this work if I can't even, if I don't have a chance, right? I mean, people are basically asking, is there a good enough return on investment for my time and energy? And guess how many founder spots are filled? It's like less than 30. So out of 200 spots, less than 30 are filled. So, you know, the first founder, I think, busted it out. Was that Christina Bedell? In, gosh, was it 4 months? I mean, it's totally doable. And so I would just say, if you love this business and love the possibilities of bringing healing, bringing physical, financial, emotional healing to others, then why wouldn't you jump in? Like, why not? Like, this is the chance of a lifetime to jump in, do something that matters, and get the benefits, not just for a while, but forever. Like, this is one of those long-term plays that I think you'd be crazy not to do. So absolutely jump in. Amy Dunn just posted that there are 177 spots left. So is there a place for me? Absolutely. So please don't pass this up. When those spots are full, they're full. And yeah, like Amy says here, your business will benefit whether you make it or not. So let's say you're 201, right? You're like, you just missed it. Well, you've built a diamond business. You have to at least get to platinum if you're just starting. So zero to platinum. So what do you have if you've built a platinum business? You've got a residual income of, you know, $4,000 to $7,000 a month, probably for life. Like, unless you go in and sabotage your team, you've got an asset that will kick out profits for forever. So, you know, is that a bad booby prize? No, I don't think so. It's pretty fantastic, actually. So, yes, and Jess is saying the exact same thing. So, great questions today, and I love the reminder to all of us that, I especially love the invitation to go back to our strengths and to revel in what's good about us. So much of the world loves to bring out the bad and focus on what's broken. So let's be the change agents that come back to the good and shine a light on what's good and right and brilliant in ourselves and others. So thank you so much for being with me today, and we'll see you next week.